much confidence did Thursday night give you?
I came into Thursday night with a lot of confidence, watching some New Orleans Saints film and just having a good camp so far. I would say I came into the game really confident, and I wouldn't say I got more confidence from Thursday, but I just expressed that, just showed that confidence. I would just say that.
What's the biggest difference from last year to this year?
Just my mental growth, just learning as a player, learning more concepts, learning from my mistakes last year, you know, and just the game has just slowed down tremendously just in 1 year. So I would say that's the biggest difference.
Do you think, I mean, I don't know if this is true for all corners or not, but do you feel you show something when you make a play like you did on that fourth down and come up and tackle a guy hard in the backfield?
Definitely. I think when you have corners showing that they can tackle, and that's something that Coach Williams definitely wants to do with this group, I think it sends a message to the offense. You're not going to be able to crack wide receivers and put us one-on-one situation with the running back. We do that with a lot of confidence. So I think it does show something.
Did you play mostly inside last year?
No, I didn't play inside at all. I only did it in practice. I did a lot of that practice, but not in the game, no.
So when I think they've asked you to do it a little bit this year, what kind of transition is that?
It's been a smooth transition. I played nickel a lot in college. I was first down, second down, I was outside, and on third down, I usually went inside, or if it was passing downs, I went inside. So I was pretty familiar with it, and then coming into the NFL, I thought I was going to be a nickelback coming in, but got to play outside right away, so that was cool. I didn't have a problem with that, but I would say the transition is smooth, though. I'm really liking it.
How important was it to get that big win Thursday night after everything that went on last year? We don't want to spend a lot of time dwelling on that, but just to get a win under your belt as early as you guys did.
It's extremely important, but we just got to realize that, you know, one win is not enough. You know, we got many more, and it is a preseason, so after four games, our record will be 0-0 again. So we just got to take it for what it is. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed it a ton, but we also know that we got a lot of work to do, and we're going to come back stronger and get ready for New York.
When we talked to Jamar last week, he talked about how he thinks he can be a top five corner in this league. And I'm not sure anybody outside of Jamar would pin him in that group if you're looking across the
league. No doubt about it. No doubt, top five corner. No doubt in my mind, he can be that.
Why do you say that?
Just the way he works and his skill set. The man has, if he was a craftsman, he would have a lot of tools in his toolbox. He would have, you know, a screwdriver. I'm not a tool guy, so I can't. I'm not going to try to name all the tools he has. But I'm just saying, the guy can play off. He can play inside. He can go back and play safety. He can play middle linebacker if you ask him to, because he's just that versatile. And when you talk about off the field, he's a guy who does all the right things, and he's in here till camp night. We already break at 10 o'clock with 11 o'clock curfew, and he's still in here. And I'm like, you're insane. Like, let's go home. We've just been here since 6 o'clock. So when you look at a guy like that, his ceiling is extremely high.
What have you learned from McCourty coming in?
McCourty, he has taught me patience as far as, like, getting – he helps me get lined up, and patience in my press. He's like really the big brother of the group. You know, so he kind of oversees everything. When he sees a mistake, when he sees someone not looking how they usually do, he's usually the guy to step up and talk and say, hey, buddy, I think you need to do this, you need to do that. So he's been a great help. Really, really like having him in the back end with us.
Coach Walker was saying how hard a worker you really are, and Siggins really kind of pointed you out. Do you think you're one of the hardest working guys on this football team?
I don't know how – I would say we're a hard-working football team, so it's kind of hard to say if I'm one of the hardest, but I do know that I work extremely hard, and I've had to just overcome some of the things that I went through. So working hard is just the normal. It's the norm to me. So if I'm not doing anything extra after practice, or if I'm not doing anything extra on the weekend or at night, then I kind of feel like I'm cheating myself. So I just kind of take that every single day in my everyday life and just go with that.